The Mistaken Identity experience you know and love is now even better on Patreon. A big shout out to everyone who has already joined us over there, but thanks to a new round of updates to the platform, listeners have so many new reasons to join the party or dive back in on the app. For those of you who already have the app, you can't help but be impressed by some of these changes. The whole thing has become more intuitive and has made searching for your favorite content even easier, creating your own little world for your favorite creators just like us. And the biggest addition to the Mistaken Identity world is community chats. This is for sure the biggest element of the new Patreon rollout, and the one we're most excited about as well, because it's going to bring us closer to you. These new community chats, like most of these new features, are only available through the Patreon app, and these chats give our fans a space to talk to us and each other in real time outside of any traditional comment section. You can discuss our latest work, give feedback, ask questions directly to us, and react any old way that you please. This is on top of all the Patreon exclusive content we already offer, like the video version of the unedited podcasts, behind the scenes looks at show production, and exclusive content drops way in advance of our mainstream channels. And the best part is that you can get all this starting at just $1 a month. So open up the app and look us up by searching Mistaken Identity Media, or just follow the link directly in the show notes to get started today. You can also download the Patreon app itself for free directly from the Google Play or Apple App Store to unlock the full VIP experience. However you consume Mistaken Identity Media, we thank you for the support and hope you enjoy the show.
To so many people, you know, lifelong Cubs fans, it's our happy place. It doesn't feel like a year without going to Wrigley Field, and you guys are amazing at what you do.
And that's the thing, is that the Wrigley employees are always so helpful. They go beyond.
When you see the same faces year after year after year in the same sections, it makes you feel, it all feels like family. That you're going to a place like it's a little family reunion.
Every family member and friend who comes to that I take to a Cubs game or I take on a Wrigley Field tour, because there's nothing better to do than be in Chicago, and you all made that possible.
Like I said, these are not just employees in my opinion, they're like family.
I've brought people from all over the world, all over the country, people that don't like baseball, they love Wrigley Field. And we have you guys to thank for that.
Welcome to Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. We explore the fascinating personal lives of the people inside Chicago's most iconic sports venue, Wrigley Field. Our podcast will take you on an amazing journey, introducing you to some incredible people that we've met along the way. We'll discuss hot topics, play a few games, and just try to have an overall good time. There'll be plenty of surprises along the way, so stick with us to see where our journey heads next. But for now, kick back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark.
All right, so welcome to another episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark, where we look at the personal lives of people that work at Wrigley Field. It's not business, it's all personal. Got a great guest today who I literally just ran into on the concourse at Gate 3. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get you on. But before I do that, a lot has happened. The supervisors, we had a big party. We have a party every year. We had our rooftop party. This past weekend, I believe, we all decked out in our floral tropical gear. That was pretty cool. And as you all know, I do a supervisor party in the summer. I do an all staff one in the winter for Thanksgiving. That's November the 5th at Club 400. There'll be shuttle buses leaving from Wrigley Field going down to Club 400. Got a great time for you all planned down there for that. Also, Patreon watching us, you all, there's some hats we got from our trip to London, the official hats, they're coming up. So we got some of those giveaways, look out for that, coming up on Patreon. And also, so the Cubs, they usually go out these at Wrigley Field to all the guests, the one that keeps score. That's how they usually look. But they did something cool, and they went retro the last couple of homestands. As you can see, we got a collection, we got a gift of these, we got a bunch of these. So those of you that are watching this on Patreon, send an email to Jordan at mistakenidentitymedia@gmail.com and tell Jordan that you want one of those. Last but not least, we're planning our group trip. You know, we went to London to the Cubs next year. We're taking you all to go see the Cubs in Boston. So look out for that announcement on Patreon on Monday. As you all can see, that $3 that you all give us to support us on Patreon, it does a lot. It gets you all a lot. So thank you all for supporting our podcast on Patreon. Now, my guest today, let me try this happens. I was at gate three with Ryan, minding my own business, talking to Ryan. And this person comes up. I don't want to give away his name right now. For those of you that are listening, those of you that are watching this on Patreon, you can see who it is. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, I don't want to give it away just yet. So I'm just going to say person. Came up to us and started talking. And I was taken aback by the accent. I had not heard the accent, at least from him. I had not heard the accent at all. I'm like, wait, where are you from? And we got into this whole thing. And he started going into all the other stuff. I'm like, oh my God, this is a story that I have to get on the podcast. That is why Tyler is here with me today. Tyler, how's it going?
Hey, going great, man. Beautiful day outside. It's going great, man. It's great.
That was a true story, right? We ran into you.
Oh, yeah.
True story, right?
I tend not to lie. Yeah, it's a great story. It's true.
Ran into you, and I don't know what we're talking about, but the accent threw me off. And I'm just like, wait, where are you from? And I got that you were from Alabama. Tell us all about growing up in a small town. That's a big thing nowadays, being in a small town. Tell us all about Alabama and growing up there.
Yeah, Alabama's weird, man. It's small. It's very rural, especially just moving to Chicago, a year and a half ago. It's definitely a vast difference. It's less people, obviously. I got bullied a lot. Very few people. I don't know, just not much to do, you know, the same skating rink, the same things to do over and over again. There's the same people you run into.
Now we say small town, that's like a population of what?
I think they're like I'm from like Mobile, Alabama, but everybody says that it's a smaller town. You'll blink if you drive through it. It's called Grand Bay. They hold a little watermelon festival, you know, that's what they get excited about. I don't know the population. I want to say it's like 3,000 maybe. Okay. That's not a lot of people. I don't know. It's
basically they can all fit in Galloway.
Yes. Yeah. Really small, really small. Yeah. It's a tiny community, man. They fit on a few school buses. Yeah. It's small.
Now, Alabama was in the news. We discussed this too recently.
Yeah, man.
What are your thoughts about Alabama being in the news?
I think racists deserve what they get, and folding chairs for everybody who's a racist. I was pleasantly surprised that they got what they got. But I wasn't surprised at all that they are in Alabama. That's exactly why I moved to Chicago, you know. I don't like the attitude that people have down there as far as color, you know, or melatonin in people's skin, you know. Oh, melanin, I'm sorry. You know, they deserve it. But I don't know. I don't like Alabama being in the news for things like that. You know, there's other things about that state that are wonderful. Unfortunately, that was in the news, you know, that kind of sucks.
Now, I'm going to say, even though you asked me a question a little bit, what makes a sane person leave the sun for the snow? You know, there are many places to go to. I'm just curious, what makes a person choose the snow up here over the sun? I'm just curious.
Well, when you don't get the snow a lot, you know, after like 30 something years in the sun, you don't want the sun a lot, man. When you get 100% humidity and 106 degrees, you kind of want the snow, and you're talking about, hey man, let me send that snow up here, send that snow down here, you know, you want it. And now that I'm up here, it only took one winter to realize you don't want that, man. It's not pleasant at all. But making snowmen, that's kind of cool. That's nice. Throwing snowballs, I've yet to really do that. There wasn't enough snow on the ground last year. Maybe I'll throw some at you in Gallagher Way this year if I can get an opportunity. Yeah, we'll see. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what brings their right mind up here to do that. But I don't know, man. The heat down there really, really brings the mindset to want to get out of it. But I don't know. It's difficult for a Southern man to stay in the cold. It's hard.
Now the South, I got to give it to them. Got some good food. I got to hand them. Now, you know, and I know they put lard and butter on everything.
Amen.
Down there. So what are some of your favorite foods from Alabama that we don't have here, or thing that you like there that you wish we had?
Well, some of the Southern cooking, man. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna say it's not up here. I just haven't discovered it. But like good collard greens, like good fried chicken, like good mac and cheese. Like, I don't know, like this thing I've discovered down there, it was called ranch chicken. I found in a like Southern cafe. What else? Like a good ham hock and something. I don't know.
Ooh,
I worked at good ham hock, you know. What else? I'm drawing blanks. I don't know. I've been to so many Southern cafes. I'm just drawing blanks. But so you know that good Southern.
I'm going to take you to Pearl's Southern.
Pearl's. Yes.
Have you been there already?
No, I haven't. Good. But so I remember
I'm going to take you there on me. Yeah. And whoever else wants to join, let me know. But I'm going to take you there. They've got chicken grits. They've got collard greens. They've got whatever you can think of. From the South they've got there. So remind me. But I'm going to take you there. And then we'll come back on down the show. You can tell them what you think about
absolutely.
Pearl. I take everybody to Pearl. I think it is absolutely amazing to be on right down to Chicken Trail.
Absolutely. That way we can leave some five star reviews. I feel like it's gonna be excellent. Okay. Yes, sir.
You're good to have somebody from the South like you there. You do not go to Chicago, so we think that we know what the soul food, whatever the Southern food take like. But it's good to have somebody from Alabama at the table to let us know if this is the real thing or this is just how we like it here.
I'll be polite, but I'll walk away on the outside and tell them what I really think. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You brought up ham hocks, and I like neck bones. So yeah, that's really.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah.
I can't do pig feet, but I can do chitterlings. I can do that, but can't do pig feet.
I can do chitterlings. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of pig feet. No.
Yeah, can't do pig feet. Can't do that at all. So we're talking about Alabama, but before Alabama, you're an immigrant. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm an immigrant. I actually hold a green card. My mom married a American. He was actually in the military and in the army, and he was stationed in Germany in Frankfurt. And excuse me, they met over there, and they dated for a bit, and the rest is history. They came to America, and we immigrated with him, and we ended up in Alabama where his father was stationed, and. We got our green cards and stayed in Alabama, and we ended up, my brother, my sister and I, we ended up serving our country as well. And, just never left, stayed here, and that's it. And a year and a half ago, I ended up leaving Alabama and moving to Chicago. So yeah, a lot of people don't realize I'm an immigrant because of the accent I've got.
Yes. But you also are a veteran.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like this is the episode that is going to be amazing because so many things about you that none of us would ever know other than
this
podcast, which is the point of this podcast, by the way, to do that. But tell us about being and how that even came about.
Yeah. I, right in high school, I mean, well, yeah, in high school and all growing up, my father told us, you know, me, my brother, and my sister, just y'all are going to join the military. Y'all are going to join the military. So we ended up joining. Right out of high school, we went to, you know, military camps all through high school. And right out of high school, I joined the Army and did my service and was going to re-enlist. But it just, you know, it didn't work out because I had other things I wanted to do with my life. And, you know, I did my service and I enjoyed it, you know, but I was so enthralled with doing other things with my life. And being a veteran now, it's, you know, it feels good to say, and I tried to re-enlist in 2018, but I had other things planned with my life, and I just enjoy the freedom of not being a part of the government, and I just enjoy being myself and living freely and just enjoying who I am and working for the Cubs, you know. But doing my service was an amazing time of my life. There were some hard times of it, you know, obviously. Like, I think a lot of people just enjoy the brotherhood, and I don't know, I enjoyed it, the lack of sleep, and I don't know, the marching all the time and staying awake, and it was very difficult. But looking back now, I miss it, which is weird. But I don't know, I'm just glad I went through it and got through it. But I don't know, it's just one of those things that you really appreciate when you get through it.
Now, speaking of living your life freely, you are one of several transgender employees that we have in our department. Security alone, there are several, but there's a couple in security alone. So a lot of people may not know that, but you're open about that, and you just gave me permission to bring that up. I didn't just throw that out by you all, by the way. I got permission to bring that out. But what is it like being transgender, working at Wrigley Field?
It's not a problem. You know, that's another reason I left Alabama, you know, especially with the laws coming up in the country. It's very difficult down south. I've found in Wrigley Field, they're very welcoming, very accepting. The employees are really nice as far as, you know, helping me fit in and feeling normalized. I hate having to put that in air quotes, but I feel, you know, normal. I feel fine, you know, everything seems to be kosher, and I enjoy it. And that's how all transgender people should feel, you know, because we're just normal people just trying to make a paycheck, trying to go home, just eat, sleep, and wake up the next day. And that's how exactly how humans should operate, you know.
So what do you think about the and this is shocking to me, I feel like we're going back in time, but what do you think about the laws and things that are coming out about you know, transgender people? And I'm still confused as to the connection between drag queens and reading books to kids. And I don't see how any of that relates to being transgender at all. But what do you think about the current atmosphere right now, all of a sudden, that it's sort of be anti-trans?
I think that has a lot to do with the rhetoric with DeSantis and the fear of power being, you know, transferred to the younger crowd. And there's so much I can get into this in like minutes. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to speak though, but I was talking to somebody, I was watching a video actually,
yeah, go ahead.
Brought up these laws about drag queens can't read books to kids and can't go to school or whatever. And the lady, this young person around your age, got up and made a comment that I didn't think about. And she was counting out how many religious institutions have abused children over the last 500 years.
Well, absolutely.
And if I told you, compared to how many transgender people have abused kids. And I didn't realize it, but the actual facts and the research, believe it or not, more religious people have abused kids and children than transgender. It's like, I think it's like two in the last 50 years. And the other side, it was almost like 5,000.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like, how do we not go by facts anymore?
The number is staggering. It's the same reason, you know, and I'm glad you said that, because that's another thing I was going to bring up. But it's the same reason, like, you know, the same reason we're not changing the law for gun control, because we don't go on facts. You know, we just kind of look at the numbers on trans people, and we just ignore the thing that's happening in real life. And we just go on based on fear and based on the things we don't see it in real life, you know, with this big, bad, scary drag queens in the bathroom. Well, that's not the case. You know, we're, like I said, we're just regular people trying to go through life, but that's not the case. You know, people are just so afraid of this thing that's not happening, you know, and that's not the case. We're regular people just going through life doing, and I think the laws that are being passed are not being passed with trans men in mind, like people like me, because they're passing laws for people like me to use the women's bathroom. And I'm sure women like people like, you know, women in Wrigley Field don't want me to use the restroom with them because they are just bargaining for trans women, which are, you know, required to use the female restroom with them. They're asking them to use them in another restroom, which is not appropriate. I just don't understand why the laws are being made otherwise. I don't get it, you know, and I don't want to use a female restroom. That's very inappropriate. I haven't used a female restroom since like 2008, 2007.
And I'm going to move on from that because, but I work in concerts. I've seen so many women use the men's bathroom at concerts that I don't, I'm just like impressed that this is a big topic. I can't answer how many women I've seen in my years at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
Go in line, go to the men's bathroom, use the bathroom freely, and nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, I think the answer is all gender restrooms. Like, I don't think a sign is going to stop a predator, regardless of what they're doing. An all gender restroom, a male sign, a female sign. It could be a sign for an alien, a sign for an apple. It's not going to stop a rapist, a predator, anybody. It's not going to stop them from saying, oh, I'm going to hurt somebody and go in there. You know, it's not going to stop them. That door is still swingable and they're going to go in there and hurt somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter who's going in there. That's still going to, you know, it's still going to happen. So it doesn't matter what the sign says.
Well, we can do so much on this. I think that I might have to do a pride issue next pride season, but I'm so on time. I want to get more about you. So I want to
move on. Certainly. That's what I was saying. We can do this forever.
Yes. But I think I want to come back around pride season and have you on again.
Absolutely.
I always do a pride episode every year. So
let's do it.
Frank, what did you do for your birthday, man?
My birthday was great. I just turned 46. So I got this box in the mail. I didn't know what it was. Jordan, who works behind the scenes on the business stuff, had a sample sent to me of these drinks from Magic Mind. Opened the box, didn't know much about them. But the first thing I saw was a card that said, "Your secret to calm energy and mental clarity." Now, I'm not a fan of energy drinks at all. I don't do the Red Bull. What about you? You're an energy drink person?
Not a Red Bull fan.
Because I don't want to die. I keep hearing how bad they are. I don't like that at all. I don't even drink coffee. Just not even into that at all.
I do like coffee.
So, of course, I was kind of like, no, I want to try it. Jordan sent it to me. It said to chill it. So I put it in the fridge for a while. And then Jordan was like, hey, go to Whole Foods to pick up your gift for me from Amazon. I'm like, oh, okay. So I walked by Wrigley, thinking that's the one, right? Now, I did go and drink one of the drinks before I left. So I got one of the Magic Mind. I drank one. It was fine. I got over down to the Wrigley Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Went to the desk. Hey, this is something I had to pick up. And they're like, nope, we ain't got it here. So I called Jordan back. I'm like, Jordan, which Whole Foods did you send it to? This one is like an hour or so away, right? Wow. So I'm like, no way. So I'm walking back to the house, and he's like, he feels bad. He's like, you know what? I'll give you an Uber. I'll give you, you know, I'll send you there and get you a ride, whatever. I'm like, you know what? I feel kind of good. I'm going to walk as much as I can. And if I need to get an Uber back, I will. He's like, fine, I'll give you the Uber back. For some odd, and I hate walking, by the way, like that much. So for whatever reason, I walked all the way to the farthest, to the farthest Whole Foods. No problem, no issue.
Wow.
So what Jordan did was he had got in my my wish list on Amazon. Uh-huh. He went and bought everything on the list, right? So boxes and boxes of stuff to get, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm like, I got it. He's like, you want to ride back? I'm like, you know what? I feel kind of good. I don't know why I do what I do. I feel kind of good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk back home. Like, with the boxes? I'm like, yes. I literally walked back home with the boxes. No problem at all whatsoever. So I'm like, what is it about today that makes me feel different? Then I realized, oh, crap, I did drink the Magic Mind. So I went back and looked at it. And actually, it provides you with energy, which I can attest to. But the cool thing about it that I thought was unique, that it also manages stress and anxiety.
Love that.
I usually would have been upset that I had to walk. I had to walk. I just walked to this Whole Foods. I mean, I was perfectly calm. Yeah. Even Jordan was like, he was afraid that I was going to be upset and mad.
Uh-huh.
But I was abnormally calm. I just felt great. It was just cool. It was great. So I highly recommend Magic Mind. We got a pretty cool discount for our listeners. In the description box, you can go down and check that out. Click on the link. Go and get it. But let me tell you how it works. It provides you with calm energy, like I brought. It boosts your focus and mental clarity. It fights jitters and fatigue, enhances your immunity, manages your stress, and the best part about this at all that I love the most is that it helps you deal with procrastination.
Love that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think my middle name is procrastination.
I
got a stack of bills over that mail I got to read.
Oof.
Like, I'll read it tomorrow, right?
Wow.
And the problem is I'm out of Magic Mind. I need to get some more of it. But I highly, highly recommend. Again, it's not a energy drink. It's a productivity drink that boosts your energy, but it also deals with anxiety, stress. I'm telling you, as soon as I get some more, I'm going to buy some myself. When I get some more, I'm going to probably give you some.
I'm down.
But you only get one.
That's fine. Just turn it away.
But everyone that's listening today, click on the box down in our description. Magic Mind, highly recommend it. It's probably my favorite things already for 2024 that you got to try out.
So one more time for those who want to try Magic Mind, and I truly encourage all of you to try it. You want to go to the website, magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. That's www.magicmind.com/mistakenidentity20. And then when you go to checkout, you're going to put in our code, your discount code, to get either 20% off of an individual one or a larger discount on a subscription. And that is mistakenidentity20. That is a code to use at checkout. So if you have trouble with that, go down to the link in the description. There's more information in there, but you definitely want to try out Magic Mind. You would not be disappointed. It's the world's first productivity drink. Grabbing up the Cubs. Tell me, how did you find about Wrigley Field? Why did you want to work there? What made you come to Wrigley?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the girl I was dating initially a couple years ago, she's the one that got me hooked up with the Cubs. She just randomly she told me to apply for Wrigley Field or for the Cubs. And I was like, no, unless somebody's deaf, dumb, and blind over there, they won't hire me. And it turns out they sent me an email and I hollered at Grant in an interview in the living room in Alabama. And then like a week later, I moved up to Chicago because I got hired and boom. I couldn't believe it because a little boy from Alabama just doesn't believe that, you know, Wrigley Field would hire somebody like me. I'm telling you, it was wild. And, you know, a week later, I quit my job and I was like, bye, guys. And all their faces dropped too. And I was like, yeah, no, it's all happening. You know, it was weird.
But so I'm just curious, what made you think that the Cubs wouldn't hire you? What would you think? Because I'm a part of the Cubs. What made you think that we wouldn't hire you?
It's the lack of confidence. I mean, just the lack of, that's just part of being just bullied your whole life. You just don't have a lot of confidence. I didn't have a lot of confidence, but as being in Chicago longer and longer and being around employees who build you up and friends that build you up, including you, Frank, you just get more confidence in being yourself. And, you know, I feel a little bit more confident in what I do every day.
And,
so,
you know, and let me just say right now, you know, and security, you're perfect because I consider you in person in my head. And I've seen you go off. You're like a pit bull. Like when you are focused on something or fan of something wrong, you don't let it go. And you keep going until the problem is solved, which is what we need and what we like. Anybody that messes with Tyler at a Cubs game, just be forewarned that I have told you, I have warned you, don't mess with Tyler. I don't care what you think.
Well, and I really am the nicest guy, but I mean,
yes,
the rule,
you are. Yes.
Yes. The rule is the rule for a reason, man. Yes. It's just, I'm sorry. It is. Yeah.
Yes. But people are entitled. You know, this is 2023 and people don't,
yeah.
The rules are for everybody but me.
Right.
But I like how if they're going to come at you with that stuff, it's not going to get past you. All right. So your first time, now, are you a baseball fan?
I'm becoming a baseball fan. It's hard not to in Wrigley Field, but I'm more of an SEC football fan from the South. And the season started yesterday, so my eyeballs are peeled.
I don't watch any football, but I do follow Deion Sanders. I know what's going on in Colorado.
I did
follow that, so yes.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday on the TV, yeah.
So your first time in Wrigley Field was when? Before you got the job or during when you got the job?
Yeah, no, before I got the job, I came and watched a couple games. In 2021, I came and watched a couple games in the 100 section. I remember it was really hot. I kept having to go to the concourse and get a couple napkins. Just like,
okay. And then you're like, you know what? I'm going to work here. I'm going to come in for a year. And then did you get to experience the bleachers as a fan? Were you in the bleachers at all or no?
No, not yet. Not yet. In a couple weeks, I'm coming. I bought a couple tickets. I got to figure out who to bring with me.
Okay. I was in the game for the first time. I've been with the Cubs since 94. But my first time in the bleachers was this year. And I should have did it when I was younger because my back at this age, I need a backrest.
Oh, no.
I discovered. And it's so tight and close. You're right in front of you. I missed the coworkers. I'm just getting old now. So, that's just how that is. But
yeah.
The Cubs are doing good now. So I mean, you're sort of drawn into it because they're winning. They're doing good.
Stadium is packed. Oh yeah, it's full.
A weekday, 1 o'clock. People should be in school at work. Nope, 39,000 at Wrigley Field.
Nope, they're hanging out at Wrigley Field. Yeah.
Yeah. So, now tell me what would you say is something about you that people don't know or will be shocked to understand, whether it's a hobby or whether it's a TV show that you watch and you think that's crazy, or what's something that people would like, oh my God, that's different, that's odd.
Oh, that's odd. I'm a big
other than eating children. I'm gonna get a ton of emails about you and me eating children. Okay, but that's disgusting. But other than children.
Oh God, well, I'm a big nerd. People don't know that I'm a big nerd. I do like a lot of puzzles. Yeah, I mean, people look at me and they think I'm like a big athlete, which I mean, I have been my whole life, but I'm a big loser. I'm a big nerd. I play with puzzles all the time. I like, figuring things out. Between puzzles, I like doing art, like finger painting and water painting, watercolors. Those are like my big things. Those are two of the things I do all the time, especially in the winter when it's not nice outside. A lot of people get really surprised about that. I've done puzzles for years. I glue them. Once they're done, I turn them around. I glue them and I end up framing them. And I typically give them away for free, but people like sell them. But I don't like doing that. I just like doing them for fun. People get really surprised about that. I don't know why. I've done them for years. And I just frame them. I give them away for people who like them.
So now I want one now. So, I mean,
there you go. It just depends on what you like. Huh? Yeah. On a Wrigley Field, if I find it, there you go.
Now I want one now. So, I mean,
there you go, man.
All right. What about now? You talked about food. Can you cook? And what can you cook?
Oh, shoot, man. I love to cook. I was actually a cook in the military. It was a 92 Golf, man. So they taught me how to make like bagged eggs, which I don't transfer into the civilian world because that's disgusting. I can cook. My favorite thing to cook is actually meatloaf. I don't use beef. I actually use turkey. But people tell me that's the best thing that I cook. But I like to throw a little things together. Just random things. My favorite thing is to grab random things in the fridge and then just put it together. But no, I mean, I make a lot of just random things. But my favorite, like I said, is meatloaf. But I mean, I can cook, man. It just depends on what you got. I don't just shoot for anything particular, but I'm just kind of guy. Just pull it out of the fridge and make it. I'm not a big follow a recipe kind of person.
Now, I was asking everybody about their siblings or their family.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your immediate family.
Oh, yeah. I got a twin sister. She's two minutes older. Yeah. And I got a brother who's 1 year, 1 week, 1 day younger than I am, or than we are, I should say. They're both still down south. My sister lives in Mississippi. And my brother, he's in Oxford, Alabama. If you've ever heard of that, it's really small. Like, you'll never find it on a map.
So do you have your own like twin language? I keep heard, is that a thing? I heard that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, in the last couple of years, it hasn't happened, but there's been a few times where we've called each other, and yeah, it's been that thing where, you know, you don't realize you're speaking to each other. It was really weird. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm curious. How did your twin take the transition? I was curious. How did your twin take that?
She was okay with it, and we were fraternal to begin with. So, I mean, that explanation to people was pretty decent. She was okay with it, you know. I mean, it never really broke her heart to begin with, but, there was never really any subtle thing that she said, but, my sister and I wouldn't say we were really close. Nothing has really changed. I mean, she's been fine, you know.
Okay. So, second time, I always let people ask me a question to end the show. You have a question for me.
Let's see, Frank. If there's one thing you're dreaming about doing for the rest of your life, Frank, would it be working at the Cubs or would it be doing something else?
It would not be working at the Cubs.
Okay.
For the rest of my life, honestly, it's gonna sound really, really stupid. But
no, man.
I think cruising. I'm hooked on. I go cruising 3 times a year. I'm infatuated with cruising. Uh-huh. If I could just cruise for the rest of my life, I would be in heaven.
Okay.
I love cruises. I love cruise ships. I love everything about them. I love the value in them. I've been to 26 countries and never had a passport. You don't need one with a cruise. All you need is a birth certificate. So I would say cruising. I get to go to different countries and do different things, have great experiences. So if I could cruise for the rest of my life, because with the Cubs, I mean, I got to deal with Cubs snakes and people calling me out of my name and, you know, just people that are just entitled, and I can't deal. Who wants to deal with that for the rest of their life?
Right.
But cruising? Oh my God, cruising! I would say, man. That's a good question, by the way. That's a good question. If I could do anything for the rest of our life,
yeah,
I would cruise. I might come home a week out of the year, but I would cruise. There's so much to do, so much to see outside of the U.S.
Yeah. So you don't have a sea stomach problem, huh?
No. No.
I'm envious.
My first ever cruise, though, I was scared beyond belief. So I got an interior room, which is the room that you go through the water.
Yeah.
And, I regretted it by day two because by day two, I didn't realize I was on the water. I was in the comedy club. I was in the casino. I was in the nightclub. I was on the, yeah. I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I barely even knew. When I woke up, I was in a new country. So I am in love with them now. You gotta try it, Tyler. You gotta try it. Have you cruised?
That's awesome, man. I've never been.
I'm thinking about doing some kind of Cubs type of group cruise thing. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to see. I thought enough partied as it is, but I highly recommend cruising.
Everybody, yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, you gotta try that, Tyler. But good question, Tyler. Thank you very much. You're going to Cubby Bear, right? Cubby Bear?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, what makes a person, you gotta be insane to leave Alabama with the snow, but you gotta be really insane to work at Wrigley Field and the bleacher security and then still deal with Cub fans and the Cubby Bear. What made you do that?
I like a little bit of insanity. A little bit.
But again, thank you very much, Tyler. We will be going to Pearls, Southern Comfort.
Absolutely.
Talk about it. Gonna come back. And I'm sure people have questions for me. I'm sure Tyler will answer them. Your questions, send them to me. I'll ask Tyler on the next episode if we're gonna have him back on. But thank you very much, Tyler. And I will catch you all on the next episode of Mistaken Identity Beyond the Ballpark. See you later, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. If you're hearing my voice here again, that means we've reached the end of the show. It's that time again for all the thank yous and special messages and disclaimers. You know, all the stuff you really tune in for each week. A big thank you yet again to all of our supporters who not only continue to tune into our show, but take the time to hit the like button, write reviews, and share our content on social media. It all really helps us grow our audience. Our Patreon page continues to thrive as well, as we're working not only on the podcast, but the Roku channel and the book club and on and on and on. If you'd like to be a part of that expanding Mistaken Identity experience, follow the link in our show notes to our Patreon page or go to patreon.com and search Mistaken Identity Podcast for all the ways you can sign up to access this multitude of additional content. Mistaken Identity is also now a part of the Unconfined Network, which is a home to many podcasts whose hosts have met inside the walls of Wrigley Field. Check out the network's other show offerings. Head to unconfinednetwork.com. That's all one word, unconfinednetwork.com, to view all of our shows and their catalogs. Shouts out to Frank Walker, Jesse Graham, and Jordan Burks for their continued efforts both in front and behind the scenes to keep Mistaken Identity rolling along every week. And of course, we can't leave without our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely our own, and we do not speak for or on behalf of the Chicago Cubs or any other organization. This is Joe Flaherty for the Mistaken Identity Podcast saying stay safe, and we'll catch you next time beyond the ballpark. I'm gonna go to